I explained to her that it was a temporary thing.
Bottom line is, you wanted back into your home. You wanted them out.
But
after they asked me to move, they proceeded to try to evict me.
Maybe he should have stayed put.
Also, she moved her boyfriend in without written consent.
Would that bother you, sir, if you had still been in Michigan? Or was it a convenient excuse?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Michael Chapman is suing his former friend and tenant, Levea Kettlehake, for stealing and damaging his property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 508 on the calendar, the matter of Chapman versus Kettlehake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Chapman, the defendant was a friend of yours. Let me see if I can sort of create in my own mind the scenario that happened. You and your family were moving from one state to another. Where is the house that you rented from him? In what state?
Ohio.
And where were you moving to, sir?
Michigan.
Why?
Due to a job.
So you had a job opportunity. So you decided to, according to you, lease your house to the defendant, who was somebody that you knew.
Correct.
And her lease started on what date?
February the 12th.
And what rent was she paying?
$700 a month.
And she and her family were moving in?
Her and her daughters, yes.
And how old are her daughters? About.
Young and teenage.
So school age children?
Yes.
And when she moved into your house, did she have to change schools for her children? Yes.
Yes, I believe
so. Yes, I believe she did. So she moved in February 12th. And was your lease an oral lease or was it a written lease?
Written.
I'd like to take a look at it. Thank you. Okay, so she moved in February 12, 2013. And what happened, sir?
I explained to her that it was a temporary thing because...
No, listen to me. You can't tell me anything else other than in here. This is a lease with a one-year term, February 2013 to February 2014. If what you're starting to tell me is, you said, well, this may be a temporary thing. If my job doesn't work out, we may have to come back. Is that what you want to tell me?
No, I had a job in Ohio that was going through a arbitration.
I don't care.
Okay.
If what you're trying to tell me is that you change the terms of this, mm-hmm. It has to be in writing.
I have it in writing.
I'd like to see it. Signed by both of you.
Yes.
I'd like to see it. No, sir. I'm going to fit this in a time frame, you know.
Okay.
February 12th, 2013, she moved in, started a one-year lease. When did you tell her you wanted her to be out of the house because you were moving back?
Approximately October the 15th.
So on October 15th, is that when he told you he wanted her?
No, I have a message. It's August 2nd.
Yeah, it was well before that.
Okay, yeah.
August 2nd, because on October 15th, when you, according to her, were terrorizing her because you were already back and you wanted her out of the house, then you said to her, you're going to get out. And the only way you're going to get your $700 deposit back is if you agree to be out. That's in October. That's after you already told her you wanted her out.
Yeah, because I was going to evict her.
I don't care what you were going through. You had a one-year lease. So in August, you told her you wanted her out. Now, tell me about wanting her out.
My jobs here in Ohio settled the dispute, so therefore I was coming back. And she knew at the beginning that it was a temporary
thing. No, she can't know from the beginning. You have a one-year lease.
Right. Well, we...
And that's all you have is a one-year lease.
So
you have to go someplace else if your job is coming back.
So I was coming back to my job that had been... The case had been settled. So I told her that in August that she could actually continue to live there until then. Until the lease was up.
Oh, okay.
Because we were living in a home of my parents.
Did he tell you that you could live there?
We never spoke on the phone. Everything was by text messaging, and I have every text message. I've saved them all. It was repeated attempts to get me out through August all the way till I finally did left. I have all the text messages.
I want you to show me, since you dealt with text messages, where you told her that she could stay till the end of the lease.
It wasn't on text. It was on a voice call.
I don't believe you. Not for a second, because you don't even say that in here, because she wouldn't have left. You don't say that in your complaint. She wouldn't have left. She wouldn't have left, sir. what you did in October is you said you're going to leave anyway. So she signed this in October that you would give her some money back from her security deposit if she were out by, says, I, Michael Chapman, agreed with Levita Ketelchek to give her free rent for the month of October and a $700 deposit back as long as her, all the people living at the address, and all of her belongings are gone from this address. And it's dated October 15th, 2013. This is what your lawsuit is about. Your lawsuit says that when she moved out of the house, she took some of the appliances. She says that you told her that the appliances were there. She sold her old appliances because she was going to be using your appliances. Well, actually, that doesn't necessarily wash with me. Because when you have a rental apartment, you don't move out appliances when you leave unless you have an agreement for that. Do you have an agreement for that?
No, I don't have an agreement for that.
Okay. What appliances did you move when you left?
The stove and refrigerator.
Stove and the refrigerator, those two things. When did you purchase the stove?
That's not correct. She took the stove, refrigerator, and washer and dryer.
What about the washer and dryer?
He never had a washer and dryer there, ma'am.
Stove and refrigerator, when did you purchase them?
It was purchased with the house.
In what year?
10 years back.
So the appliances are 10 years old?
Yes.
Are you back in the house now?
Yes.
You bought a new stove?
Yes.
You bought a new refrigerator?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Now, what else are you suing her for?
Damages to the house.
Well, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see the before pictures and the after pictures.
I do have those.
I'd like to see them.
Here you go.
Okay.
I don't know what this is.
This is my daughter. We had been doing pumpkins that day, and she just laid back being tired that same day right there.
What is it, a picture of?
It shows the floor with no damage on it.
I don't know what this is.
That's a hole in the carpet.
Do you know how that happened?
No. I have pictures, too.
Nonsense. You're lucky she didn't sue you, sir. You are responsible for the cost, not the replacement cost of his refrigerator and his stove, because you had no right to take his refrigerator and his stove. For that, I'm awarding him $400 for the refrigerator and the stove. However, you have a counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
And your counterclaim is for $2,000 and actually for harassment.
Yes, ma'am.
So I would like to take a look at your emails. What you're suggesting is that he harassed you into moving. I would like to see that.
Here's him, and then he tells me in here to deal with her, so the rest are her. And I never deleted any message, so they're all there. They're highlighted for what you would need.
Did you say, Mr. Chapman, to her, we could evict you because you have a cat on the property?
Yes, I did.
But that was because you wanted to move in.
No.
Now, yeah, that's because you wanted to move in. I have the date here, sir. That's on October 2nd.
Right.
Right.
And I found from being there several different times on different occasions that she had that cat there that she was not allowed.
You're playing with me, Mr. Chapman. Bottom line is, you wanted back into your home. You wanted them out, despite the fact that you had committed to a one-year lease. And your job settled. You wanted to move your wife and your family back into your house, and you wanted them out. And school had started. It was in October. She has two young children, and because of your family, you wanted her to discommode her family. That's the bottom line of it. And you can't do that. What do you mean it's not?
That's not what happened.
Well, you just told me. You told her you wanted to come home. And
yeah, but we were living in one of my parents' homes, so I had no issues until...
You did have an issue. You said we could evict you because you have a cat.
And also she moved her boyfriend in without written consent, which it clearly states in the contract, lease.
Would that bother you, sir, if you had still been in Michigan?
As soon as I found out...
No, no, no. Would it have bothered you if your job was still in Michigan? Or was it a convenient excuse?
No,
would it have bothered you that she had a cat and paying the $700 a month rent if you didn't have a job in Ohio but had a job in Michigan?
I am highly allergic to cats, so I knew that when I was coming back that I would not be able to go into that house because she had that cat there.
I'm highly allergic to cats, too. Sherry Chapman, that would be your wife.
That's my wife.
She says, I'm sorry you're... because we have to take the house back, but life happens and we never expect it to happen for sure. That's what your wife wrote to her.
Okay.
So why am I getting evicted before my lease? I promise I sent the check and I have a copy of it. Because your wife says, I never got it. Don't believe that. She sent you rent checks before, is that right?
Yeah, she sent payments before.
She sent payments before.
And we got them.
And you got them before.
Right when she...
Just a second, and you got them before. And all of a sudden, when you are ready to move back into your house, you miss the rent payment check? Is that what you want me to believe? I just want to know if that's what you want me to believe.
Yes.
That in the month that you told her that you wanted back into your house, that's the month you didn't get the rent payment check.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm 39 and 5'8".
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
If you don't like the property, then you move.
I never said I didn't like it. I just
Well, if you like it then, Mr. Brown, then pay the rent.
Well, why should I pay if you can't flush the toilets?
Then move.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Chapman says former front end tenant LaVeya Kettlehake stole and damaged his property when she moved out. LaVeya is countersuing for harassment.
Okay, here's my ruling. Very nice. Listen to me. He gets the $400 for his appliances that I believe his appliances, if he had to replace those 10-year-old appliances, maybe he would get for them. You get $2,000 for his wrongful eviction. I'm deducting the $400 from the $2,000, which means in this case, judgment on the defendant's counterclaim for $1,600. Thank you. That's all.
Bugs are excused when they step out.
Completely unfair.
Glad that justice prevailed.
Get my property damaged, my appliances taken. You don't treat people like that.
The stove and refrigerator I did take, but with word that I could.
We offered to let her stay until February, and if she still couldn't find anything after that, I would have rent to her month to month.
Sure, she did say that, but took it back.
Never trust anybody.
Don't do any business with friends.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brown versus Slade step forward.
Dathan Brown is suing his ex-landlord, Michelle Slade, for the return of rent, stealing his mail, and assaulting him with her car.
Mr. Brown, let me see if I understand your complaint correctly. Ms. Slade is your former landlord. You are suing her for two things. You want her to pay you back for the rent that you did, in fact, pay when you lived in her place, because you say she didn't fix things that she was supposed to pay. And you say that at some point she hit you with her car. And so you are suing her also for assault. Ms. Slade is suing you for back rent. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's what the case is
yes,
about.
Ma'am.
How did you find Ms. Slade's property?
Through an acquaintance, a friend told me about her, and I called.
When?
December 2012.
And when did you move in?
Moved in around like March 2013.
Is that correct?
February, ma'am.
Does that sound right?
Yes, that's sound right.
And what was your rent, Mr. Brown?
Supposed to be $550.
Did you sign a lease?
Fortunately, I don't
did
remember.
Did you sign a lease?
No, I didn't.
You have no written lease, is that correct?
No, I don't.
Fine. What kind of work do you do, Mr. Brown?
I deal with telecommunications, giving service to people.
Is that how you support yourself, telecommunications?
Yes.
How long have you been working doing this stuff?
Probably like for like almost a year.
Before that, what kind of work were you doing?
Before that, I was a truck driver.
What happened to that job?
I didn't like it.
What about before that?
Before that, I was an electronic technician.
Is the telecommunications freelancing that you do the only form of income that you have?
And also, I also do other things, like I work eBay. I also do other things, too, to provide
like
income. Do antiques, sell antiques, do things like that. I go around, get antiques, sell them for a higher price. And I also do telecommunications. That really pays my rent and everything else.
So you make out okay?
Yes.
You lived at Ms. Brown's rental property from February 2013 until what month and year?
13, around November.
What month did he leave?
October 26, 2013. The sheriff evicted him, locked him out.
What was the last month when you paid rent?
I'd say around May.
Did you pay May's rent?
Yes, I did.
Did you pay June?
No, I didn't.
July?
No, I didn't.
August?
No, I didn't.
September?
No, I didn't.
October?
No, I didn't.
So you lived there for 5 months and paid no rent?
Yes.
And your complaint is that you didn't pay rent because she didn't fix things in the house?
No, it's just one thing. Basically, the kitchen line. The kitchen line was broken in the back, where if you see the kitchen line in the back of the house, if it breaks, it spills out sewage in the back of the yard, which it was causing insects, and I couldn't flush my toilet. It stench was so bad.
Move. Look at me. Move.
Oh, I was.
That's your choice.
I was trying to move.
No, not trying.
I was
not trying. You didn't like the property. Move.
I didn't say.
That
I didn't
is
like the
my
property.
America. That's my.
I didn't say
America.
I didn't like the property.
If you don't like the property, then you move.
I never said I didn't like it. I just
Well, if you like it, then, Mr. Brown, then pay the rent.
Well, why should I pay if you can't flush the toilets?
Then move!
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me.
I didn't want to press...
Somebody hits me with a car, I call the police.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a police report. Somebody hits me with a car, I go to the hospital. Show me your doctor's bill.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dathan Brown says ex-landlord Michelle Slade owes for the return of rent, invasion of privacy, and assault. Michelle is countersuing for unpaid rent.
Okay, the fact that you lived there for free didn't make not being able to flush the toilet any better. You still were uncomfortable. You still couldn't flush the toilet, whether you paid double rent or no rent.
Well,
so I'm saying to you, Mr. Brown, in my America, if you don't like it, then you leave.
I didn't want to move at that time.
Well, that's your problem. Then pay rent.
I'm not going to pay rent there.
You shouldn't pay rent there. You're supposed to move.
Well, I would not.
Mr. Brown, this is going to go back and forth, but let me tell you something. My playpen, and I'm going to tell you what my America is. My America is you don't get a penny of your rent back. And she evicted you for non-payment of rent.
Okay, that's fine.
And that's exactly what happened. You didn't pay your rent, and you ate the steak. You go into a steak restaurant, supposed to be the best in town. You order the steak. You taste it. Is this your girlfriend?
Yes.
She tastes hers. She the one who was living with you at the house?
She wasn't living there.
Was she the one who was at the door when the defendant came to the door and asked her name?
No, she was.
That was
me.
Another girlfriend.
No, it was her, but it was me. She didn't answer
the
door.
Mr. Brown, you go to need a steak with your now almost girlfriend, and you order a steak, and you both taste, and you say, no, this steak isn't as good as we were told it was. We've had better steak. And you sit there and the two of you finish up that steak. And then they present you with a bill and you say, we're not paying the bill. This is supposed to be the best steakhouse in town. I don't like it. I didn't like the steak. If you ate the steak, you have to pay for the steak. Now, if you sent the steak back, if you taste it and said, gee, this is terrible. It's inedible. I can't eat it. Here it is. Take it back and take it off the bill. That's my America. You should get it taken off the bill and leave. But if you stay and eat her steak, then you gotta pay her rent. That's my America. If you don't like that, switch the channel.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I would like to find out, sir, about the second part of your nonsense. The second part of your nonsense lawsuit is as follows. Miss Slade came to the house. Now, you had not been paying rent already for 5 months. She said she came for whatever reason. Had police come to the house?
Yes, ma'am.
How many times had the police come to the house,
sir?
One
time.
So she came to the house because the police complaint had something to do with a woman. I assume it was this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And according to you, she left the house and she went to your mailbox. And you chased after her because she was stealing your mail.
Yes.
Which is a felony, which she can't do. She gave some lame excuse, which I actually don't buy. She really wanted to find out the name of your girlfriend, but she wouldn't tell her. And you say that she clipped you with her car.
Yes, she did.
And on what date was that?
It was like a week before I got evicted. I don't know exactly
So you don't know the date that somebody hit you with the car? Well, show me the medical record. That will refresh your record.
I didn't even go to the hospital.
Then show me the police report. That will also help refresh my recollection.
Be honest, Ms. Judy, I didn't even want to...
No, listen to me. Somebody hits me with a car, I call the police. Uh-huh. And then I have a police report. Somebody hits me with a car, I go to the hospital. Show me your doctor's bill.
This is what I was trying to say. I didn't want to sit here. I knew her mother. Her mother was a nice person. And since her mother was nice, and I didn't want to put her in jail because she could have been to jail for assault and also for stealing the mail out of my mailbox.
Mr. Brown, why don't you be quiet, sir? Your case is dismissed. You have no proof of an assault. You didn't go to the police. You didn't go to the doctor. You didn't go to the doctor. You did nothing. You lived in the defendant's premises for 5 months without paying rent. I'm awarding her on her counterclaim $2,750, and your claim is dismissed. Goodbye.
Please excuse me, step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A bitter end to a business partnership.
You wanted that premises for your own merchandise.
It's not true.
Anybody with half a brain figured out exactly what happened here.
Next Judge Judy.
He's a big, bad wolf in sheep's costume, and Judge Judy took care of it.
Basically, she let me move in with the house already messed up like that.
I have letters from him saying, I'm going to pay the rent. I will pay the rent. I'm getting a bulk payment. And I realized that I was being lied to.
Yes, the allegation is true. But I was not going to pay when she already rented it out to me and she known that the line was broken before she even rented it out to me.
My attitude is, thank goodness I can wake up to a sunshiny day tomorrow.
Do not rent from that woman. You see her, run the other way.